You're tuned to WUWM. I'm education reporter Emily Files. Wisconsin's largest school district is starting to plan for the fall. Because of the coronavirus, whether students can safely go back to school remains uncertain. Milwaukee Public Schools leaders are considering a range of scenarios. Deputy Superintendent Calvin Furman presented the options at a Tuesday school board meeting. MPS could keep instruction fully online, as it plans to do with summer school, but Furman said the district's goal is to resume face-to-face instruction to some degree.
Obviously, our goal is to return as much to in-person instruction as possible, because that's when students really learn. So that's going to be part of the sort of dynamic that goes at play there.
The district is looking at a range of hybrid models that would bring students back on a limited basis to foster social distancing. One scenario involves students attending school in person one day per week, Monday through Thursday, with virtual instruction on the other days. That would mean only 25% of students would be in school at a time. In another model, students would be split into two groups and would rotate 1 week in school and 1 week at home. Another option is to bring back just elementary students.
This is just a way to allow elementary students to return to face-to-face sooner. Research suggests that they struggle the most with the distance learning, whereas the secondary students can adapt a little more easily. Elementary students would be returned to the classroom spaced out among the schools, to allow social distancing, and then the secondary students will remain off full-time virtual instruction.
If social distancing is required in schools, it will also be required on buses, and that will be a challenge for MPS because more than 40,000 of its students are bused to school. Furman said MPS is weighing a neighborhood schools approach, where students are sent to schools near their homes to eliminate busing concerns.
It may not be feasible to bus the current population or even the reduced population on some of these models. And so we may need to consider, if the families can't provide their own transportation, moving them back into their neighborhood school to ease the transportation considerations into some of these plans.
Superintendent Keith Posley said the district could also change its school calendar based on projections for COVID-19 surges. Posley emphasized that no decision for the fall has been made yet.
One of the things that we are faced with is the unknown. We don't know. And as soon as we think we got something down to a science, something else happened to spin us off in another direction.
Posley said the district is also waiting to see what guidance comes from Wisconsin officials. The Department of Public Instruction is set to issue recommendations for school reopening by the end of June.
Not knowing if the governor will come in and say that I want to roll out this particular plan, looking at that, whether that might be a federal mandate that comes down. So whatever we want to be nimble. So whatever we have to deal with, we can be able to plug and play is our goal.
If MPS does not fully reopen in the fall, it will have to contend with how to help working parents who can't be at home while their children receive virtual instruction. For WUWM, I'm Emily Files.